हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे, हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज कचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की। इस्कॉन फाउंडाचार्य विविधी फाउंडाचार्य सेवियर द होल व जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की। जय स्वरूप श्री सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास अग्नाशी प्रवरण की। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की। संवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नमो भगवते नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयेर्मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। मुखं करोति वाचालां पङ्गोलङ्घयतेऽङ्गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरोदिनतारिणं परमानन्दं माधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम्। हरे कृष्ण। सो बिफोर आई स्पीक एनीथिंग आई जस्ट लाइक टू बेग फॉर द मर्सी ऑल द असेंबल्ड वैष्णवस ओवर हियर as well as those devotees, those are hearing online. So today we are assembled here to discuss from Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 44 of Srimad Bhagavatam. So sloka goes like this.
Evam sammohayan Vishnum. Vimoham Vishwamohanam. Swayaiva Mayaya Jopi.
Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namaha Panchatatmatakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Avatarang Bhaktaksam Namami Bhakta Saktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dena Bandho Jagatipate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Ang Vrindavai Tulasi Devai Priyavai Kesavasacha Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Sattavate Namanamaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri
Evam Sammohayan Vishnum Vimoham Vishwamohanam Swayaiva Maya Jopi Swayameva Vimohitaha.
Word to word meaning. Evam, in this way, Sammohayan, wanting to mystify, Vishnum, the all-pervading Lord Krishna, Vimoham, who can never be mystified, Vishwamohanam, but who mystifies the entire universe, Swaya, by his, Brahma's own, Eva, indeed, Mayaya, by mystic power, Ajaha, Lord Brahma, Api, even, Swayam, himself, Eva, certainly, Vimohitaha, was put into bewilderment, became mystified. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Thus, because Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the all-pervading Lord Krishna, who can never be mystified, but who on the contrary mystifies the entire universe, he himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power. Purport. Brahma wanted to bewilder Krishna, who bewilders the entire universe. The whole universe is under Krishna's mystic power, Mama Maya Durataya. But Brahma wanted to mystify him. The result was that Brahma himself was mystified. Just as one who wants to kill another may himself be killed. In other words, Brahma was defeated by his own attempt. In a similar position are the scientists and philosophers who want to overcome the mystic power of Krishna. They challenge Krishna, saying, "What is God? We can do this, we can do that." But the more they challenge Krishna in this way, the more they are implicated in suffering. The lesson here is that we should not try to overcome Krishna. Rather, instead of endeavoring to surpass him, we should surrender to him. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Instead of defeating Krishna, Brahma himself was defeated, for he could not understand what Krishna was doing. Since Brahma, the chief person within this universe, was so bewildered, what is to be said of so-called scientists and philosophers? Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. We should give up all our tiny efforts to defy the arrangements of Krishna. Instead, whatever arrangements he proposes, we should accept. This is always better, for this will make us happy. The more we try to defeat the arrangement of Krishna, the more we become implicated in Krishna's maya. Daivi hyesha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. But one who has reached the point of surrendering to the instructions of Krishna, mam eva e prapadyante, is liberated. Free from Krishna maya, mayam etam tarantite. The power of Krishna is just like a government that cannot be overcome. First of all, there are laws, and then there is a police power, and beyond that is military power. Therefore, what is the use of trying to overcome the power of the government? Similarly, what is the use of trying to challenge Krishna? From the next verse, it's clear that Krishna cannot be defeated by any kind of mystic power. If one gets even a little power of scientific knowledge, one tries to defy God. But actually, no one is able to bewilder Krishna. When Brahma, the chief person within the universe, tried to bewilder Krishna, he himself was bewildered and astonished. This is the position of the conditioned souls. Brahma wanted to mystify Krishna, but he himself was mystified. The word Vishnu is significant in this verse. Vishnu pervades the entire material world, whereas Brahma merely occupies one subordinate post. Yasyaika nishvasita kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nathah. Brahma Sangita 548. The word Natha, which refers to Lord Brahma, is plural because there are innumerable universes and innumerable Brahmas. Brahma is but a tiny force. This was exhibited in Dwarka when Krishna called for Brahma. One day, when Brahma came to see Krishna at Dwarka, the doorman at Lord Krishna's request asked, "Which Brahma are you?" Later, when Brahma inquired from Krishna whether this meant that there was more than one Brahma, Krishna smiled and at once called for many Brahmas from many universes. The four-headed Brahma of this universe then saw innumerable other Brahmas coming to see Krishna and offer their respects. Some of them had 10 heads, some of had 20, some had 100, and some had 1,000,000 heads. Upon seeing this wonderful exhibition, the four-headed Brahma became nervous and began to think of himself as no more than a mosquito in the midst of many elephants. Therefore, what can Brahma do to bewilder Krishna? Thus ends the translation and purport of His Divine Grace, Avaicharana Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, from Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 44.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण सो द एपिसोड इज गोइंग ऑन ब्रह्मा इज स्टीलिंग द बॉयज एंड कप्स and subsequent bewilderment of Brahmaji. So far we have discussed that how Brahma bewildered, mothers bewildered, cows bewildered, Balramji bewildered, and I don't know how many people more are bewildered. Practically whole world is bewildered. So here Srila Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport two very contrast concepts that today we shall be discussing. So in the translation, it's told that Lord Brahma wanted to mystify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, who is all-pervading and who can never mystify Vimoham. Rather, he mystifies the whole universe, Vishwamohanam, and Swaiva Maya Jopi, and Brahma by his own Maya, I mean to say, by his own illusory potency, as per mentioned over here in the translation, got mystified. He himself was put into bewilderment by his own mystic power. Swayam Eva Vimohitaha. So Srila Prabhupada ji here, he gives this understanding that Brahma wanted to mystify Krishna, but in return he himself got mystified. The Brahma is the most important personality in our universe. And there are many important personalities here in our earthly planet too. But in front of Brahma they are simply a fig. There is no significance of them. Srila Prabhupada is telling about the so-called scientists of our earthly planet. So they are quite very much puffed up by giving some aids of technology, which in turn gives many complications in our life. And they, on the plea of giving some technologies, of course there is difference between science and technology. So they are refuting the existence of God. This is their, what's called, audacity to refute the existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is their situation? Srila Prabhupada is here, he's mentioning. So more they are going deep into understanding the matter, more they are trying to understand that how there is no God and how we can figure it out, that how whole material world has been sprung up by some other way than Krishna or than God. So they are going more deep into this so-called science and they are getting more and more puzzled. So we know this, our very famous atomic theory, which is evolving since last 500 or 600 years. And there was some atomic theory. So there was first someone came, he told that atoms are just like balls and there are some particles like electrons and they are there on the balls, like in the laddus, small cherries are put around. So later again another person came, he told that no, it's not like that, atoms are almost all vacant and almost 99% of atomic space is all vacant only. Electrons are there on the like periphery and protons, neutrons, some all the concepts. Then after that, another person came. He told that, no, it's not correct. We cannot figure it out how the electrons are moving and all these things. So I don't want to say exactly the names of the people, those who actually told these all theories. And now recently someone came and he told that, no, actually we cannot figure out anything. And they have now given a principle upon this. Just like we have our evolution of different siddhantas, like Shuddha Advaitavad, and then Dvaita Advaitavad, Vishishta Advaitavad, and all those vada. And after that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and establishes the principle of Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. And after that, this personality, he is establishing the principle of understanding of atom. He tells uncertainty principle. He says Heisenberg uncertainty principle. It's a very famous principle. Uncertainty principle. So what is the uncertainty principle? That you cannot understand either the position or the momentum or the mass of the particular thing. You cannot understand. Means ultimately they come to the conclusion that we cannot understand. And what they cannot understand, they made it to be the principle. And we know also Brahmaji also told once that we have to, Lord, by understanding you, I could understand this much that I could not understand you. By trying to understand you, Lord, I could understand that I could not understand you. So this is what this our so-called great scientists are coming to this conclusion. The principle that we cannot understand, forget about Krishna, we cannot even understand the matter. So Brahma himself is bewildered, forget about this small, tiny brain living entities, so-called scientists. So Srila Prabhupada is telling that we cannot understand anything. We can never understand. So Sarva Dharmani Parityaja Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja. So here this very interesting line in this chapter, in this sloka, Swayam Eva Vimohitaha. So Brahmaji has got bewildered by his own mystic power. But Srila Vishwanatha Chakratipad says that actually it's not so. Because if you have some power, how that power itself can control you? You cannot be controlled. How it is so? So before understanding how, actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned in third canto that actually Brahma having that power of bewildering people. And in the beginning, when Vidurji is asking to Maitreya, Maitreya Muni, please, your words are nectarian words which is actually glorifying the Supreme Lord. I want to hear more and more. I understood that how the universe has been created. Please tell me how the secondary universe, secondary creation is going to take place. So in that situation, Maitreya Muni is telling that how Brahma got created from the navel of Mahavishnu. And he was perturbed, he was confused what to do now. And then he did tapasya. And after doing tapasya, Lord Garbhadaksha Vishnu himself actually appeared into his heart. And then he could understand what to do now. So all the living entities, then he started covering them with his maya. It's mentioned. Exactly, sloka is third canto, 20th chapter, 18th sloka. It goes like this. Sasarjaja chhayaya vidyam pancha parvanam agrataha tamisram mandatamisram tamo moho mahatamaha. So Brahma is actually bewildering or covering by his illusory energy. There are five ignorance, illusory energy by which he is covering. So what are they? It's mentioned here, pancha parvanam agrataha. Tamisram, andha tamisram, tamo, moho, mahatamaha. Tamisram, andha tamisram, tamo, moha, mahatamaha. So these are the five bewildering ignorance by which Brahma is actually covering the living entities. So, in this purport, Vaishnava Prabhupada, as well as Prabhupada is quoting from Vishnu Purana, so what are these five things? So, these are the five stepwise functionalities of bewildering potency of Brahma, which works upon the conditioned living entities like us. So, first is called Tamisram. So, Srila Prabhupada is telling, quoting from Vishnu Purana, Tamisram means enviousness. Enviousness. Enviousness toward any other living entity, enviousness toward the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As many times Srila Prabhupada is told, we are out here in this material world just because of enviousness. Enviousness toward the Supreme Lord Hari. The love what we had been somehow or other got, putrefied or contaminated by this enviousness. So this is called enviousness. It's called Tamisram. This is the first covering, and this is called causal covering, you can say. Because of that, we are out here. And Tamisram, because of that, what happens? One forgets his condition or his identification as to be the soul. So that's called tamas. So identifying ourselves with the body and forgetting ourselves to be the soul. Of course, I'm speaking, but like 99.9999% of the people around the globe are into this tamas. As soon as we see the mirror, we won't say that, oh, I am there. See, I am there in the heart as living entity, as the soul. We see our body and we start identifying ourselves to the body. So first we become envious to the Supreme Lord, then we had been given another covering of forgetting ourselves to be a soul and a spirit soul. And then third covering starts, that's called fear. That's called Andhatamisram. So in Andhatamisram, one starts fearful of death because he starts understanding himself with the body. And body, owing ourselves to be having this material body, is actually we are going to suffer death. So that's called Andhatamisram. So then because of fear of death, then we start becoming bewildered, moha. What is this moha? This is called attachment toward all those amenities of thinking ourselves, okay, this is me, this body is me, and this mobile is mine, this family is mine, and this car is mine, and these all things. So I am the king, or I am the someone here, very important person or something. So this is called moha. So living entities get bewildered by moha. And after that, there is superlative bewilderment, that's called mahamoha. See, this mahamoha is fully when living entities, they fall down into the drenches of tamoguna, they become mad. Srila Prabhupada said most often that Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yad indri prita ya aprinoti. They become mad in sense gratification, material enjoyment. Pramatta, like prakrishta rupena matta, fully mad, perfect mad. So that is actually when one comes into mahamoha. So these are the five coverings. But here in third canto, Maitreya Muni is saying that actually this is the actually bewildering capacity or bewildering power of Brahma himself. Brahma himself is covering the living entities into these five layers of tama, I mean to say the ignorance. So how then he himself could get mystified? Because he has this power. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, because he himself forgotten that what mystifying potency I am using, that's actually borrowed one from Supreme Lord Krishna himself. So he's doing aparad unto the Supreme Lord himself. He said that, actually he, because of doing aparad upon the Supreme Lord, he actually mystified. Aparad is what? What is actually the external potency of the Lord? He is trying to bind the Lord or do bewildering activities by the external potency of the Lord. What is the significance of external potency of the Lord in front of the Lord? So I was just reminded of our two elephants here, two elephants in our campus. So I started thinking that such a nice analogy it would be, like if we understand the elephant like caretaker, like to be Brahmaji, suppose elephant caretaker to be Brahmaji, and sometimes elephants are being tied up their leg with a rope, and they become so much conditioned tying up. Many times if the caretaker removes the rope also, the elephant understands that, no, I am bound still. And elephant himself could be made to be conditioned soul like us. So conditioned souls like elephants, and the rope is external energy of the Supreme Lord. So all the conditioned souls are actually bounded by this caretaker of Brahmaji. He using everything from the Supreme Lord. Or we can extend this analogy. There must be some honor of the elephant. Like we have here two elephants, and we have the honor of Radha Madhav, and indirectly the management here, Mac or whatever. So if the elephant caretaker start telling that I have bound such a big gigantic elephant, now I can bound other those who are actually the owner of this rope as well as owner of this elephant. So what is this? This is a perfect offense. He cannot do this. So this is the situation of Brahmaji here. So because it's Leela potency of the Lord getting extended for ourselves to like for teach for the like learning as well as like training purpose of the conditioned soul like us, there is nothing with like Brahmaji. One devotee was telling that actually in Leela whatever is happening, it's happening just for the sake of teaching the conditioned soul like us. Like they themselves are not bewildered in one sense. So by the Leela potency of the Lord, Brahmaji is bewildered. So because of trying to use the external potency of the Lord to bind the Lord himself. So it is mentioned, Sasarji Chayaya Avidyam Panch Parvan Magrataha. So this is actually external potency of the Lord, which is actually coming out from the Chaya, means what's called the shadow of the Brahmaji. That's a manifestation of shadow of Brahmaji by which he is trying to bind all the conditioned souls. So Srila Prabhupada also mentions here that what is the significance of Brahma, and in front of Brahma we are almost like not even an atom also. And he is called Andapati, or of course this universe is called Brahmanda. And we know how this Brahmanda has been constituted. Like there are around 8 coverings or 7 coverings, Prabhu, I don't know like whether I'm correct, you can correct me. There are 7 or 8 coverings of the universe, and each covering is how many times? 10 times of the previous covering. So there is space in between, and after that 10 times of that is called air, and after 10 times of that is actually water, and 10 times of that is actually what's called after water, what comes? After water it comes earth. And we can understand, Srila Prabhupada says in one of the purport that the space of the universe, whatever is there, it is just like a mustard seed in front of covering. The covering itself is so huge, and in that space is tiny little bit, in that Lord Brahma stays. For as Prabhuji was telling one of the class, 311 trillion and something billion years, 40 billion years. So Brahma stays, and what is our value there? Just flash of the flash, we come and go like there is no record in the history of Brahmaji. And in that situation, Brahma himself gets people, it's not a very amazing thing. It's not an amazing thing. Yasaika Nisvasita Kalam Athavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadindanatha. Just for the sake of, just for the time of Nisvasa, all those Brahmaji stays, and all those material leelas of conditioned soul goes on, janam mrityu jaravadi. And natha, as Prabhupada say, there are many, many natha of this material world, this material universes, and one of them is Lord Brahmaji. So now comes the how we could actually defeat, how we can surpass this conditioning, this material illusion, which is manifold. Srila Prabhupada says that if somebody wants to defy the police force, then there is a military force. After a military force, there is maybe another force, like higher than that, black commandos and what, so many things are there. So we can never do it. We can never surpass the illusory energy. We are like most insignificant souls and fully conditioned. Either we are conditioned by illusory energy or maybe by the divine potency of the Lord. So we'll see how we can actually come out from this illusion. As Srila Prabhupada many times, two times here in Parapat, he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Forget about all your different types of plans. Just surrender unto me. Just comply with my plans. And this is the chapter, also we know that this is the last chapter of Srila Prabhupada's translation of Srimad Bhagavatam, if I am correct, Maharaj. And we know this Ever Well-Wisher video, it's a very famous video, in that Srila Prabhupada, lying down in his Anta Leelas, he is translating, and is translating this chapter. So I just wanted to search it out, where it is, which chapter, which purport Prabhupada is actually doing. So it came out to be 10.13.53 purport. Srila Prabhupada is telling there that what is Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada says to understand that everything is happening in this material world is by the supreme will of Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. Like very feebly he is saying, so everything is happening by the supreme Lord of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And whoever stays in Krishna consciousness, perfectly happy and perfectly, even though he is in the material world, he is not touched by the illusory energy of many, many fold illusory energy that's mentioned over here by Srila Prabhupada. So, and some more different places, it's mentioned how one can actually come out from, how actually one can win over the material energy. Uddhava says to Lord Krishna, that tayopabhukta sragagandha vasolankara charchita uchishta bhojino daso tava mayam jaye mahi. Lord is going to wind up his earthly pastimes, and there is conversation between Uddhava and Lord Krishna. And Uddhava is telling Lord, for us, conditioned soul like us, even though Uddhava is never the conditioned soul, he's telling that by ornamenting myself, ourselves, by whatever stuff you have used, I can traverse or I could transcend the illusory potency. He's saying, Tayopa bhukta sragagandha vaso, whatever you have enjoyed, O Lord, what? The garland, sraga, as today I got two garlands by the mercy of Maharaj and Prabhuji. So by wearing and decorating myself with whatever you have wore, sraga, gandha, you sent, whatever you have applied, as we know, devotees, they always keep applying that narsinga oil, and whenever they get another devotee, they also apply that. It's a full protection from illusory energy. Sraga, gandha, vasu, alankara, charchita, and whatever you have wore, that clothings, if I'll wear that, and then uchishta bhojino daso, in this humble service attitude, whatever you have eaten, that remnant I will take. And in this way, what I can do, he's having this audacity to speak to the illusory potency that I will cross over you, the illusory potency. I will cross over the illusory potency by getting the mercy through in this simple ways. Uchishta bhojino daso, tava mayam jaye mahi. I will certainly overcome the illusory potency. So for the devotee is very simple. Like, of course, illusion is many fold, but devotees, they are like in a full protection of the Supreme Lord, very humbly in the mood of servant. And Krishna always keep telling, hey, do not Do not touch him. He is my person. We are into illusion, but just because we are subservient to Krishna, it's just because of Krishna's order to Maya that Maya won't touches the devotees. Otherwise, what is the value of this most insignificant conditioned souls? It's impossible to actually surpass the illusory energy. So, then of course, Brahma himself is telling, forget about victory over the illusion, how one can get victory over Supreme Lord himself. He himself, by hearing about him. We know this, that very famous sloka, that Jnane prayas udhapasa namanta eva jivanti sanamukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita srutigatam tanuvan manobhi test trapi jito jito piyasi test trilokyam. So he's telling that it's impossible, Lord, to understand you and forget about your illusory energy. But you, even though you are Ajita, unconquerable, you can be conquered over by hearing about you. Sthane sthita srutigatam tanuvan manobhi, and trying to apply our tana, our body, man, our mind, and vak, the words. In this way, you can be actually, Supreme Lord Ajita also can be actually win over by devotees like this. So, our situation is very, very insignificant in this material world, as we know. And just because somehow or other, we have actually covered the prema, the love what we had. As Narottam Das Thakur says, Gaurapahu na bhajino mainu, prema ratanadhan helai harainu. And in this way, we are actually coming into this condition where we are envious toward the Supreme Lord, we are envious toward other living entities. Many times coming in devotional service, we had this type of tendency to be envious toward other devotees. Like in the material world, of course, their resources are limited and people are more to compete. There could be enviousness. But here also sometimes this conception remains. So by actually praying to the Supreme Lord, by actually being subservient to the Supreme Lord's order and the orders of most beloved devotees and servants of the Supreme Lord, one can very easily avoid and surpass the illusory energy. As well as he can win over the Supreme Lord himself by actually getting into the love. And of course, now in this age, it's very, very simplified by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is running after the living entities, giving and delivering the love of Godhead. Mriga, Maya Mrigam, Daitapsita, Mannadhapti, himself is running. So it's very rare opportunity to find in this Kali Yuga, and we have got this human form of life. So we should actually try to understand the science is very simple and try to actually get again our forgotten position of love of Godhead. And in this way, we can remain happy and blissful from all those torments of illusory Maya of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any comments? Any questions, please? Yes.
Five kinds of ignorance, please.
First is Tamisram, Andha Tamisram, Tamas, Moha, and Mahamoha.
English?
Tamisram means enviousness or angriness. Enviousness toward the Supreme Lord, which in turn manifests and reflected into enviousness toward other living entities. Then tamas. Tamas means forgetfulness of our existence to be the soul. Then andha tamisram means fear because of death. Then fourth is called moha, means attachment toward bodily relationships, any matter or any relationships which are actually based upon the body. And mahamoha means madness for the sake of material sense gratification. So these are the five layers of
illusion. Thank you.
Question from online. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, obeisances to your lotus feet. As a conditioned soul, I'm very easily to forget about my identity as a servant of the servant. And then I have a lot of exams in my life. And after all these exams, I got a lot of realizations. I just want to know, what is the qualification to become the servant of the servant? From Sitala Devidasi.
So question is as such that many exams that life throws upon us, and I'm trying to become servant of the servant, and what is the qualification of being the servant of the servant? So what is the qualification of being the servant of the servant? This itself is a qualification to be the servant of servant. Like exactly I may not be able to understand, like, what question is, what is the qualification of being the servant of servant? This is what the question, Mataji. What is the qualification to be the servant of servant? My mind is boggling by this question, like Brahmaji. So I want to just throw the ball of question to this Maharaj. Please, Maharaj, you can say. So, Prabhu, can you speak something? To be the servant of the servant, it's itself is a servant. It's like, this itself is a qualification. Just to become servant of the servant of the servant. In beginning, it may be very difficult because we have this conditionings of, like, it's primitive conditionings made by Brahmaji. It's not so easy to actually overcome. But Srila Prabhupada says that first, at least we should do physically. Even though mentally or attitude way, really, really genuinely into it, we are not able to do it. But, you know, with famous example of one Prabhuji who was Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and he told Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I don't feel like paying obeisances to you. Srila Prabhupada said, pay obeisances to me, then you feel. So, maybe in beginning, I don't feel like paying obeisances to you, Srila Prabhupada says, pay obeisances to me, then you will also, you feel like doing obeisances to me. So in beginning we may not be actually coming to this position of humble position of actually being the servant of the servant. But in beginning, for the conditioned soul like me, it's of course required to do really doing physical services to be like servant of the servant. Many times our mind, our ego, they always keep us all those logics, the why I should not do this service, or why I should not do this, like maybe once devotee, like any senior devotee, any devotee may tell us, Prabhu, can you please do this? Then I'll say, why he is telling to me? Why me only? Does he think himself to be great Vaishnava or what? Or do he think myself to be a neophyte? So all these logics, all those conditionings are actually there with me. So in this condition, first of all, we must do it. And the result is miraculous. The result is miraculous. Because every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, they are lovable object, like they are very dear to the Lord. And all those orders, if it's actually for the pleasure of Lord, if we are doing it, then surely Krishna is going to bestow mercy. Whether that mercy is coming from any person, a neophyte or whatever you feel like. As we know, Srila Prabhupada says that everything is happening in this material also is actually by the supreme will of Krishna. So if somebody tells us to do something, so we might not be able to come to that level of understanding or attitude of being the servant of a servant doing, but at least even whatever happens, we should go ahead for doing service. Then Krishna becomes pleased. Only that's the actually tangible thing. How Krishna becomes pleased. Forget about the process. Process could be many. If Krishna becomes pleased by really complying to the orders of the Supreme Lord, by really committing to the efforts together with the devotees, that makes Krishna happy. Otherwise, a simple alone person, if he like he will be able to do so many services, and because of that he might be offending other devotees, Krishna will never be pleased. So when we become servant of the Lord, it becomes easy. Krishna becomes pleased. No matter those all anomalies, all those problems are there in the conditioning of living entities, slowly, slowly they goes away. Just like in a particular chemical process, immediately everything won't gets cleaned up. The ore has to be cleaned. Suppose the ore has to be cleaned in a particular chemical process. You know, the electricity discharges are started. It takes some time to go all those dirty things from cathode to anode or whatever. It takes time. So, but at least we have to put ourselves, we have to commit ourselves to let the electricity of mercy pass through us. Unless the electricity of mercy will pass, we won't allow only the electricity to pass, then where is the chance of ourselves to be actually the recipient of mercy of the Lord and really coming to the level of servant of the servant? So as like it's according to maybe my little understanding, I just give out this question to Maharajas and Prabhus if they could also give some wonderful insight over this question.
The devotee who asked the question said, "Thank you so much. She got a lot of inspiration from your answer. She will do whatever you say. Thank you."
Thank you. Any more questions?
The unconquerable. I'm bringing it up just to keep it in my memory a little longer than already losing it. You can chant that verse one more time.
It's a Gyanip. Yes. Udipasa
Prabhupada.
Jivanti san mukharitam bhavadiya vartam sthane sthita shruti gatam tanuvam manobir ye prayaso jita titopi asita istriloka.
Translation.
One should remain in whatever position he is in, right? That's sthane sthita. You stay in your position. You don't conquer Krishna. You don't make progress just by changing your position. But stay in whatever position you're in and hear the topics of Krishna and follow the regulative principles. Hear the topics of Krishna from the pure devotees. And in this way, you will conquer Krishna, who is the unconquerable. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
They say Bhakti Charuswami is progressing a little, that his ventilation, he only needs ventilation.